Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Joining me today is calling guest John Rustin, President of the North Carolina Family Policy Council. All week we are discussing the harms of expanded gambling. John, what happens when the government relies on gambling as an economic development strategy?
Well, it creates some significant problems because gambling sucks money out of the economy. You hear about the big prizes, the big jackpots for the state lottery, for example. What that does is it takes money out of the pockets of a broad group of the citizenry and then lumps it into huge sums and gives it back to just a handful of people who then often become miserable because of the effects of being inundated with lots of money in a way that oftentimes they are not able to handle. From an economic development standpoint, the state really, through legalized gambling, cannibalizes the economy. And so it sucks money out of the economy. We see this with casinos as well, where the area immediately surrounding a casino, restaurants, hotels may do well. But then beyond that initial stage, you see blight and devastation and economic harm to all sorts of businesses. What we've seen in North Carolina is just evident of state lotteries across the nation. You hear that the revenues that are going to be generated from the lottery, for example, will go to support education causes. But what inevitably happens is those funds actually supplant instead of supplement funding that the government had previously given to those particular causes. So, for example, in North Carolina, where the legislature was funding out of the state budget a significant proportion for education, once those lottery dollars started rolling in for education purposes, the legislature cut that level of funding that otherwise would have gone to education and have sent it out for other purposes. And so it really works in the reverse effect, where it's not an economic development tool, it actually serves as an economic development drain.
I agree. You can't build prosperity on the foundation of personal debt and addiction. And a decent government does not finance its activities by playing its most vulnerable citizens. John, we will continue the conversation tomorrow and discuss how gambling harms individuals and families with the quick fix promise of instant wealth.